A word for you from Numbers 32 verse 23, and be sure your sin will find you out. We've looked at this as a six-part series. We've looked at the importance of your sin, your own sin, not looking at the sins of others which will find them out, but our own sin. For God wants us to be concerned with our own lives and our own repentance, our own relationship with Him. And then also the sinfulness of sin. Your sin will find you out. And also your sin will find you out. We looked at last time. There is a definite guarantee here. It will be found out. God sees it already and one day He will expose it. Now we look at today, your sin will find you out. It will discover you and it will expose you. We may think that we can get away with our sin. Isn't sin so hypocritical? When we sin secretly, we add to our sin by deceiving others and deceiving ourselves, and hypocrisy spreads through us as leaven does. That's why Jesus said to His disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Because when we sin secretly and we try to conceal it, we assume that our sin will not find us out. And we are actually lying to God and lying to ourselves and lying to other people. And God has created an unchangeable law that our sin will find us out. It is God's mercy if it is found out in this life, if we can find repentance. At least the shame and the disgrace of the sin will confront us, even if it is embarrassing, and very often it is destructive. For how often don't people sin? And here we're looking at Christians. Remember, this is aimed at the children of God about to cross the Jordan. We think that we can get away with it, and we ignore the possible consequences thereof. The shame, the disgrace that is brought upon the name of the Lord and upon ourselves, perhaps our families, the ministry. And our sin, God says, will find us out. It won't find out other people. It will find us out. And we need to reckon with that, because God has made an unchangeable law. And He's given a guarantee and has said at the beginning of this verse, be sure about it. It's not an uncertain thing. If it doesn't discover us in this life, even worse is the possibility it'll discover us in the life to come on Judgment Day, where there is no mercy.